Another joy of summer now. In our next story, we take you to the beach in Santa Monica. This is where the first game of beach volleyball was played more than 75 years ago. This is also one of the many beaches where Californian Karch Karai made a name for himself in professional volleyball. If you don't follow the sport, Karai could be the best athlete you've never heard of. In a career that spans almost three decades, he's won just about every volleyball title there is, including gold medals from three Olympic Games. At age 46, he can still beat players half his age on the Pro Tour. But in 2 weeks, Karai will retire. So we asked Rob Schmitz of member station KQED to send us this profile.
No, this is not microwave popcorn. It's an even more alluring sight. Several dozen bikini-clad women and shirtless guys are here at Sereno Beach in Santa Monica bumping volleyballs to each other. They're getting ready for the arrival of the master of this sport, Karch Karai. Mike Johnson plays here twice a week. He says Karai coming to his home beach is like Michael Jordan showing up at a pickup basketball game.
You never get to see the best in something sitting at your local beach that you come to all the time. You know, Roger Federer is not going to come to my tennis academy and hang out and go, what's up, you know? And Tiger Woods isn't going to go to the pitch and putt and play miniature golf with you, you know? But Karch is going to come and do that.
Karai shows up at this volleyball clinic dressed in a T-shirt and swimming trunks. He lowers his sunglasses and examines the sunset.
I'm going to have to decide how quickly the sun is going down because I happen to have all my gold medals here if you guys want to take pictures with those.
Soon enough, they're trying the medals on and flicking the gold with their fingernails as their smiling friends snap photos.
Each one of these represents probably 10 or 12,000 hours.
For almost three decades, Karch Karai, the son of a Hungarian national team player, has brought the sport of volleyball to the people of America. He's played professional volleyball longer than anyone. He's also played it better than anyone and continues to do so.
For somebody his age to be competing in one of the most demanding physical sports is just not seen very often, maybe never.
Doug Beal was Karai's coach in the 1984 Olympics in L.A. That year, the 23-year-old Karai led the U.S. team to its first gold medal in men's volleyball, heralding a period of U.S. dominance in the sport and generating a new passion for volleyball throughout the country. Karai says Beal was the face of that dominance, but he didn't get there with flashy moves like spiking, serving, and blocking the ball. Instead, Karai was an expert at passing or bumping and setting the ball. Known as ball control skills, they're the sport's meat and potatoes, and Karai savored them.
This is a guy who dominated a team sport essentially with ball control skills. There are very few players who have ever done that.
Karai says his strategy was to elevate the level of his teammates so that his coaches had no choice but to put him in the game.
If I can help my teammate or teammates play at a level they'd never played at before, then it doesn't even matter so much how I play.
But how he plays is important, too. He's like a chess grandmaster, steps ahead of other players, and his reaction time is hummingbird quick as he darts from one end of the court to the other. This style of play led Karai to dominate not only indoor volleyball, but beach volleyball, where he holds the record for most wins. He would also hold the title, if there were one, for most outdated sports apparel. Karai has superstitiously worn the same goofy-looking neon pink cap in every game he's played since a winning streak in the early 90s.
And it's been out ever since. That color has not been in fashion, and I'm just waiting for it to come back.
It won't come back in the 2 weeks left before he retires. He says it's time. To keep up with younger players, Karai has subjected himself to a notoriously grueling training program. Despite this regimen, he's suffered a number of injuries.
I take a tremendous amount of punishment and abuse every weekend because every team serves at me, so I have to carry the offensive load. I'm hitting the ball all the time, and it just gets harder and harder to recover from that on Mondays and well into Tuesdays, and that's how I kind of know my mind could go on for another 20 years.
Karai will use his experience for the next phase of his life as he works on getting more Americans to play the sport. He'll also devote time to coaching his two sons' high school volleyball team. Before Dad got involved, their team didn't quite live up to the family name.
Not only did they lose every match they played, but every game of every match. And so it was tough to watch as a parent, and I'm sure it was a lot tougher as a player.
Since taking over as coach last year, the team made the third round of their division playoffs. It ain't a gold medal, says Karai, but they're on their way. Karch Karai, who turns 47 this fall, will end his professional volleyball career at the Cincinnati Open at the end of this month. It'll be his 356th pro tournament. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.